Good morning, friends, and welcome to Our Times with Craig Barnes, and I am Craig Barnes. We are these days mightily concerned with race relations. From Ferguson, Missouri to Chicago to Staten Island, smoldering suspicions, stereotypes, and ignorance today fuel the flames of intolerance. So much has yet to be done until we reach the stage that Martin Luther King Jr. described as a time when we will judge a man not by the color of his skin, but by the nature of his character. That is still a distant goal. Still, having said that, the last 60 years mark a progression in race relations that is worth at least noting and perhaps even celebrating. After the Korean War broke out in 1950, my father was recalled to the service and sent to London. In September 1951, my mother and I moved from Littleton, Colorado to London to join him. In 1952, the U.S. military decided to open a new high school there in London. I was at that time 16, vice president of the American Teenage Club of London, and having been in town for a year already, I was asked to host and organize a dance for the new kids who were coming from all over England to go to that new high school. We had a clubhouse in downtown London in the garage of the now famous Windsor House. Our teen club, therefore, mimeographed invitations to the whole high school. I had a girlfriend named Tora, and she was pretty special. But her father was a general, and so I had to be sort of careful. One night when I was at home, midweek before the Saturday night planned high school dance, I got a call from Tora's father, the general. We had one phone in our flat in the hallway. My parents were sitting in another room and heard me answer the phone. "Yes, General," I said nervously. I'd never had a conversation with a general. I was worried that maybe this one thought that I